Was Chelsea Manning a spy?
She was not. She was an individual who I think we count on in America. She was a whistleblower. She was somebody who turns to, like so many other whistleblowers, a journalist in order to reveal information that the American public not only should know, but needs to know.
Army Reserve Officer David Coombs was Manning's defense lawyer. He convinced her to plead guilty to numerous counts to trust the military justice system.
After this case, I had to tell Chelsea, I've represented murderers, I've represented rapists, I've represented child molesters, and none of them received 35 years. None of them.
Coombs agreed to a rare interview, hoping to persuade President Obama to commute Manning's sentence, a sentence nearly 10 times longer than that of other recent whistleblowers. Administration officials tell NBC News a commutation is being actively considered by the president, that Manning is on the short list. Four former and current Army intelligence officers tell NBC, in hindsight, the Manning sentence seems excessive to them. The impact of the Manning leaks less damaging than was believed at the time. At her trial, Manning apologized for her actions, but that apology was never heard outside the courtroom until now. The audio tape obtained by NBC News.
First, Your Honor, I want to start off with an apology. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that my actions hurt people. I'm sorry that it hurt the United States.
Among the most explosive of the leaked material, this video.
Come on, fire!
A shocking U.S. Army Apache helicopter attack on a group of people in Iraq. 11 were killed, including two Reuters journalists.
Oh, yeah, look at those dead bastards.
Manning said how distressed she was by what seemed to her a devaluing of human life.
Was the government able to point to any specific damage, any loss of life, any compromise of a U.S. intelligence as a result of the releases from Chelsea Manning?
No, they were not. And we had secret sessions of the court-martial where that would be the place that the government would do that. And the answer was no. What they would be able to show and what they did show was certain diplomats had their feelings hurt. Certain countries were upset.
Again, Manning addressing the judge on that never-before-heard audio tape.
Can I go forward? I want to go forward. Before I can do that, though, I understand that I must pay a price for my decisions and actions.
The judge decided the price was 35 years. And now the question for the president, was that too much? Is 7 years enough?
This case certainly took a long time to get over. I've had many acquittals since. None of them have filled the void that I feel with this outcome. Personally.
This one hurt.
It did. I would be the happiest person, I think, alive, next to maybe Chelsea, if the president does, in fact, commute her sentence.
Many of the intelligence officials we spoke to believe Manning's sentence was driven in part by another leaker, Edward Snowden, whose actions came to light just as Manning's trial was wrapping up. Now, Snowden's disclosures, the officials we spoke to agree, were far more damaging to America's interests, but Snowden was beyond their reach in Russia. Manning